By exchanging sterile needles for used ones, the program aims to slow the spread of bloodborne illnesses. There is a strong correlation between injection drug use and the transmission of HIV and hepatitis C. The AIDS Healthcare Foundation's Jason King says HIV cases are emerging in new communities.
The data that we have demonstrate there's different types of people that are also being affected by this that we probably wouldn't normally consider. Baker, Duval, Nassau, and St. John have seen drastic increases in females, white females ages 40 to 49.
The plan would be funded by private donations, not state or local dollars, and would shelter healthcare workers from prosecution for distributing needles. While the five-year program would be limited to Miami-Dade County, the spread of bloodborne illnesses among injection drug users is on the rise throughout the state. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.